Ba'acha, then a third person comes and says to her, the Yomala, and says to her, Harayat Mekudeshes Li Miyachshav Uli Achar Asara Yomim, after 10 days. So the third one is even 10 days shorter. So Lachri is like this, that Me Rishon Meyachron Tzricha Get. This lady has to receive a get from the first person and from the last one. But Me Amtsoyen Tzricha Get. From the middle person, she does not need a get. Why? Because Manushach, let's look whichever way you look at it, it's only the first or the last one that's in the Suffolk. Because if the pshat is when a person says Mahayim, Uliyachar Shloshim Yoim, it's a Tanai, a condition, that really he wants the condition to be from today. It's only a condition, we have to wait till 30 days pass by. But after the 30 days, she's considered married to the first one, Mahayim. If so, the Kamoi Kedusha, the Hanachlav Kedusha, then only the first one is married to her, and the next ones are not. Because if we look as if it's a condition, so she's married to the first one, Mehayim. So the first one married her first, nobody else can marry her. Elamai, what's the other suffix? I Chazora Hever. You have a doubt, maybe it's called a Chazora. So if so, the Basra Kedusha, the Hanachlav Kedusha. If when a person says, Mehayim, Uliacha Lamed Yoim, he's being Chazor, so the first one meant to say, I want to marry you after 30 days. The second one saying, I want to marry you after 20 days. And the third one is saying, I want to marry you after 10 days. So Pshita, she's married to the third one then, because he's the one that's making the earliest Kedushin. So that's what Abai is telling us, that it's a suffix whether the person means a Hayoim or La'achalamid. So therefore, only the first and the last is in the doubt. The middle one is not in the doubt. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, like, what do we need Abai for? Of course, it's only the first or the last one. The middle one's not in the doubt. So Gemara says, no. But now at the time, I would have thought to say, Hai lishna mashma tanai, o mashma chazara. So when a person says this lashon of mehayoyim, o lacha lamejoyim, I want to marry you today, from after 30 days. So I would have thought to say that this lashon could mean two things. And it depends upon each person when he says it, what does he mean? That's what I could have thought. That the Mahai Lishna Mashma Tanayu Mashma Chazara, this Lashon could mean this and could mean that. So it depends what he thought when he said it. And if that would have been shot, then V'tiboyi Gita Mikol Chad V'chad, she should have to receive a get from all these three men. Because if we have a doubt when the man says it, what does he mean? So therefore the doubt could be maybe the first one only meant Chazara. So the first one meant to say, I want to marry you after 30 days. The second guy, he meant it tonight. He meant to marry her from that day. And the third one maybe also meant a chazara. So if that would be the pshat, then we have to be afraid maybe she's married to the second one. So she would have to receive a get from the second one also. So that's what Abai is teaching us, that that's not pshat. It's not the pshat that this loshen means like both ways, and it depends upon the person that says it, what's in his mind. No, the loshen means one thing. The pshat from Rav is, it's a suffix. Every time whoever uses this lashon, it's a suffix what the halacha of this lashon is. When somebody says, Mahayim uliacham uliacha lamajayim, does this lashon mean the kedusha should be chal from now? Or does it mean la'acha lamid? But it can't change. You can't say for one person it means this, and for another person it means something else. That's what Abai is teaching us. So for sure there's only one doubt here. So when you have more than two or three or four people, then for sure there's only a doubt either the first one is married or else the last one is married. But the in-between people for sure is not married to her. Ula Omar, Ula says that Ula Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Ula says over the name of Rabbi Yechanan like this, that Afilu Meya Teifsen Bo, even if 100 people come to marry you, like this, the first one says, Mehayoyim Uliyach HaShleishim. The next one says, Mahayom Uliyacha 29. Then Mahayom Uliyacha 28. Mahayom Uliyacha 27. Even if you have 100 people like this, all of them are married to her. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Afilu Meya Taisim, even if you have 100 people married to her, every one of them has some type of a Kedushin in her. And therefore she's going to have to receive a get from all of them. V'cheinom Rabbasiyom Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu Meya Taisim Bo. Even if you have 100 people making this type of a kedushin, all 100 is chal. And Tosfos explains, Tosfos says the pshat is pirish. To ha'koinin u'mishayorim. When a person says Mahayoyim Uliyachala Midyoyim, what you mean to say really is the Gedushin should start from today and finish after 30 days. It's like every day you're being married to her a little bit, but the rest of her is still left over to somebody else, Kachaparayin, and the rest of her. Therefore, you're marrying her only 1/30th right now. U'meshayorin, you're leaving over. Shreya Makadash, Meyashra, Yeshilu HaKadushin, so he says, Le'achala Meyayim Yigru. So therefore, even 100 of them are Tafsin. Omalei Rav Meshashiyo, B'reid Rav Amil Rav Asi, Asav L'cho, I'll explain it to you, that the Pshat from Rav Yechon is like this. Time with Rav Yechon, and what's Rav Yechon's reasoning? That even if 100 people marry her, she's a little bit married to all 100 people, because Shavya Navshay Ki Shavya Delivna. It's like a Moshe, an example, she's leaving herself like bricks. When you build bricks, you put one down, one next to another, and the third one on top, and there's a space in between each brick. So it's an muscle just that when the first one married her, he married her a little bit, but he left over. The Kedushin is not finished until after the 30 days. So like Tosfos says, it starts today, and every day gets a little bit more and more and more and more. But there's still left over that she's not married yet. So all the parts of her that's left over, other people can still come and make Kaddish her. That's what Yechon is saying, it's possible to have even 100 people married to her. The whole Chad V'Chad, the Gemara says, Ravcho L'Chavrei Shavak. Each person leaves over a little bit for the next one. Notice he's not saying that he's marrying her completely right now. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's not a Tanai, it's not a Chazara. When a person says Mahayoyim Uliyach Alam Medyoyim, you know what he means? He means to say the Kedushin should start today and continue on at first finished after 30 days, which means every day you're getting a little bit more married to her. That's what Rabbi Yechonin learns. Therefore, at the first day, you only married a little bit to her, like only part of her. So the rest of her is still left over that other people can come and marry her. Most of Rabbi Chanina. Chanina asked the question. It says, Mehayoyim liyacha misa get v'yena get. If somebody gives his wife a get and tells it should be from today till after I die, so it's a suffix what he means. It's called a get v'yena get. It is good, it's no good. V'yemeis, therefore, if the husband dies, cheletzis loimis yabemis. We say that she needs chalitza, but she can't make yibum because maybe the get was good. So bishleim l'rav misayle. According to Rav, it's very good. Rav holds in our Mishnah also. Mayoyim liyach alamid yoyim. It's a suffix when the gedushin is chal. It's a suffix tenai a suffix chazara. So it's a proof to Rav. L'shmul namiyai. Shmul says for sure to tenai. Hamani rabbanani. Hatei goes according to the Rabbanin. Like this, halacha mayoyim liyacha, mayoyim liyacha misa tzemachlekes, Rebbe and the Chachamim. Therefore, Rebbe says before kizeh get, Rebbe says no, for sure the get is good, because he meant to make it tonight. So Hatei Shmuel goes like Rebbe. So Shmuel says, nam yamani Rabbanini, v'yanan diyamri, hamani Rabbanini. Hey, that Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanin. But we are not the Yarmulke like Rebbe. Shmuel says it's swear like Rebbe. Ela le Rabbi Yechonon, diyoma shiur hevei. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, it says when you say a lashon of mahayoyim aliyach alamid yoyim. Well, here you said mahayoyim aliyach amisa. What you mean to say is every day the get should be a little bit of a get. So it's called a little bit of a get, and you'd be mishaya leaving over part of the get. So Gemara says kol gita de mishaya bavlev klumu. There's no such thing like that. You can't make a little bit of a get at a time. A get is the pshat is your chorus, you're cut off from her. If you have some ties with her, there's no get at all. So a get cannot be little by little. So how does Rabbi Yechonin learn here? According to Rabbi Yechonin, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yechonin. So therefore, why? Because Yevumei Miyabim. According to Rabbi Yechonin, for sure the get is no good. And therefore, when the husband dies, she should need Yibum for sure. Or my Rava says, get lahaitzi now, maybe it's also good. You can put one and one together. But I'll tell you, get lehoitzi. Get is getting rid of your wife. Umisa lehoitzi. And when the husband dies, also he gets rid of his wife. So I'll tell you, mashashaya get kam rosa misa. Maybe you could put here the two together. According to Rabbi Yechon also was good. It's called mayoyim uliyacha misa. It starts today, and like misa finishes it off. Omalei Abaya says, no midomi, they're not alike. Get moitziya mishus yavam. When you give the get to your wife, she's finished completely. There's no mitzvah yibum afterwards. But misa machnosa michnasa l'rishus yavim. When the husband dies, then it goes into rishus of the yavim. There is a mitzvah yibum. So you can't put one and one together. Elohim Rabbi, the Rabbi says like this, Hossam Taimah Mai Gzera Mishum Mehayoyim Imesi. I tell you over there, the pshat is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, really, the get is no good. So really, there's supposed to be a mitzvah yibam altogether. Why do we say she should only receive chalitza? Because it's a gzera to a person would say, Mehayoyim Imesi. If he says, Lashon Mehayoyim Imesi, then for sure it means the get should be chal Mehayoyim from today. So if we're going to say when he says Mayoyim Eliyach Amisa that he has to have Yibum, people come and make a mistake in this case also to make Yibum. And here, Hareza get, here it's a good get. So therefore, in our case, we have to make a Gezerah that she has to have only Chalitza, not Yibum. For the Gemara, but V'nigza Mahayoyim Emeitze the Techloitz Otem Mahayoyim Eliyach Amisa. So why are you saying for sure when he says the Lashon Mahayoyim from today, if he dies, so then the get is good, that there's no chalitza at all, why not? Why don't we make a gzera where she should have to have chalitza there? Also in a case when he says, Mahayoyim Eliyach Amisa, where you're telling me now also he needs chalitza. Tzumar says, no, this you can't do. When the get is 100% good, we can't tell them to make chalitza. Because we're afraid, Ema to'oyma chaletzes misi abemes. We're afraid to tell them to make chalitza. Because if they make chalitza, maybe they'll make a mistake and make yibam already also. So where the get was a good get, then there's a chiyuv karis to live with your brother's wife, with your sister-in-law. So for sure we can't tell you to have chalitza when the get was a good get. For the Gemara is so hochinami, ematoy mechaletzes misya bemes. Then in our case also, when you said the lashon of mehayoyim eliyach amisa, so we're saying now you have to have chalitza. So ask the question, how could you have to have chalitza? Let's be afraid maybe they'll make yibum. So Gemara says, so what? According to Rabbi Yechon, it's very good. Let him make Yibum. There's nothing wrong. Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, really the get is no good 100%. Since you said, Mahayayim Eliyach Amisa, it's like starting now and finishing later, by a get you can't do that. So really you have to have Yibum altogether. But it's only Chashash of the Rabbanan who. It's only with the Rabbanan we don't let you make Yibum, until you make Yibum in a case when the get is good. But for sure Chalitza will let you make. So therefore we let you make Chalitza. Because that's a hecker that people won't come to make Yibum in a case when the get is good. Let's be afraid over here though, if they make Chalitza, maybe they'll make Yibum also. That we're not afraid about. Because really, midirais, according to Rabbi Yechanan, when you say Mahayoyim, Eliyach Amisa, the get is no good at all. So really there is a mitzvah Yibum. We're only saying don't make Yibum because we're Gzeira, also in a case when you say Mahayoyim in Meisi, that the get is good. So therefore it's enough to make Chalitza. And here we won't be afraid, maybe she'll make Yibum. Mishnah says, Hoi Melisha, somebody says to his kala, Hareyat Mukadeshasli, Al Manash Etin Lachom Asayim Zuz. I'm getting married to you, I'm giving you a pruta right now, Shavu Kesef for Kedushin, but on a condition that I'll give you $200. So Halacha is Harezu Mukadeshas Hu Yitin. They're married, but he has to give her the money. We'll see in the Gemara what it means he has to give her the money. What about the Amanash Etin Lachom Ikan Vad Lamed Yoyim? On the condition I'll give you the money within now in 30 days, so very good. If he gives her the money within 30 days, they're married. But if he gives it to her after the 30 days, then the kedushin is no kedushin because he wasn't mekayim it tonight. What about the manashi yeshli masayim zuz harez the mekadeshes? If the chosim stam says on a condition that I own $200, he's mekadeshes v'yeshli and he has to own $200. Almanashe erecho masayim zuz, on the manasin condition that I'll show you that I own $200, harez the mekadeshes v'yirulah, you have to show it to her. The inherah la shulchan and the mekadeshes. But if you show her money that does not belong to you, stand on the table, like you're a money exchanger, you work for somebody else, and you show her your boss's money, then she's not mekadeshes. Because you meant what she understood was, you're going to show her that you have $200. Itmar will learn like this. That he has to give the money. The ratio when he says, Areyam Kadeshesli, Al Manath, on the condition that I'll give you the money. So he learns the Kadushin is Chal right now. It's only a condition that he has to give her the money. Whenever he gives her the money, the Kadushin is Chal from before. Vu Yitin, and he should give it to her. Rav Yehudu Amano Likash Yitin. The Kadushin is not Chal until he gives her the money. It's like the Kadushin is first when he pays the money. It's not like Miyakshav, but it's only when he gives the money. It's only a condition over here. Therefore, Makayim Tanai V'Yozel. Whenever he pays up the money, then we said the Kedusha was Chal from before. Rav Yudu Rama no Likashi Yitain. Lichi Yoyev Hevi Kedusha. When he gives her $200, that's when he's married to her. Hash to me, you'll have a kedushi. But right now, they're not married. When he says, Lashna Rema, this is Le Almanas. Hashet and Lachor, Masayim Zuz, Rav Huna holds, the kedushin is not chal from now, but only first when he gives the money. Mar says, my benai, what's the difference between the two of them? They, according to both of them, he has to give the money. And when he gives the money, he's married. So what's the difference? Eke benai, Yosha Poshtu Yoda, the Kibla Kedusha Miachar. There's a difference of she stretched out a hand in between and received kedusha from somebody else. L'Rav Huna lehevi kedusha. According to Rav Huna, that says the kedusha is chalam afreya, he just has to give it a 200. Whenever he gives it a 200, we see as if she's married to him first, and therefore she's not married to the second one. But L'Rav Yehuda, that says no, the first kedusha is only chal when he pays it a 200. So if so, hevi kedusha, then the second one was first. That kedusha is chal. Mur says now Tanan Nami Gabi Gitin, Kihai Gavda, we learned the exact same machlokes by Gershon. It says, Oi Meli Isha, Hareze Gitcho, Almanasha Titanli Masayim Zuz. Here's your get Almanasha, he give me $200. Hareze Mugreshes, the Yal Mugreshes, Vititit, she has to give him $200. That's what the Mishnah says. Itma, we learned on that Mishnah, Ravunu Roma Vititin, that as long as she gives the money, they get the schal from before. Rav Yehuda Rama no likashatitain. When she gives the money, that's when they get the schal. Rav Huna Rama vihititain tenoyev. It's a regular condition. Mekayim tenoy v'yozla. Whenever she pays up the money, then she's mekayim the tenoy. They do the gerush the schal from before. Rav Yehuda Rama likashatitain. When she gives the money, lechiyav elei who dehave get hashtu miyu lehave get. From now, nothing took place yet. It's a condition of lachar, that when you pay the 200, that's when they get the schal. The Mar says,